wisdom. I took the best of my youth for pleasures all my own, forgetting I must someday reap the chaff that I have sown. I took the best of every day when mine was fresh and keen to do the special things I loved, the things that would be seen. My youth soon fled, and I alone reaped sorrow for my pleasure. The things I loved to do for show proved but an empty treasure. But when I gave my best to God, my life, the morning star, I found His pleasure was my own, His grace, my shining tower. Mildred Jeffrey. Greetings, friends, wherever you may be hearing the sound of my voice. It's a real pleasure to be coming your way once again with a short gospel message. And thinking of the gospel, do you remember the sixth verse of the 14th chapter of Revelation, which says, "And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people." I'm particularly interested in that verse, for it mentions the everlasting gospel. The everlasting gospel is far-reaching. It has to be far-reaching because of the devastating effects of sin. Sin is universal. It's known among all the civilized people of the earth. Likewise, it's found in the darkest jungles of heathenism. It's found among the rich, and it's prevalent among the poor. There's no land or nation where people dwell that the effects of sin is not felt. Therefore, the gospel of Christ is a universal gospel. It reaches just as far as sin is found. I like the old familiar hymn of Isaac Watts entitled "Joy to the World." Listen, it says, "Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy." But speaking then of a universal sin and a universal cure, listen to this third verse. "No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make His blessing flow as far as the curse is found." Friends, I love that verse. I like that part there where it shows that His grace and blessings flow just as far as the curse is found. Surely there's no limits to the curse which has come upon the people today because of their sinful condition. Even so, the gospel reaches to the uttermost to save all who will believe. To some it may come as a surprise to know that God is still the ruler of the universe. He sets up kingdoms and controls the affairs of the world regardless of evil men. Listen to this fourth verse. "He rules the world with truth and grace and makes the nations prove the glories of His righteousness and wonders of His love." And if you would like to prove His love to you, in even a greater extent, you will find Him ready to forgive and save you when you come to Christ repenting of your sins. Now, the Apostle Paul, in speaking of the gospel, said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." It's not enough to have a form of religion, but you must make it a part of your life and live by it every day. The gospel will change the inner man. God is no respecter of persons, and He does not recognize age, color, or sex to discriminate against any who would come to Him. The gospel brings down the high and elevates the low. It places all on a common level. But by the same token, we must come under the same conditions, and that is, as one verse of song said, "I came to Jesus repenting, confessing my every sin. My heart's door swung wide open, and glorious peace flowed in." That's the way you get it, friends, by coming, confessing, and repenting. But there's one thing sure, you cannot serve the world and your selfish pleasures and please the Lord at the same time. You must put Him first above all. Listen to the 24th verse of the 6th chapter of Matthew. It says, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon." Many people pervert the gospel by denying the power of Christ to save from sin, or seeking to change the truth of the Scriptures to conform to their doctrines of men. But God is not confined to the doctrines of men. He is universal, and His gospel is universal. The Bible reads the same in every land. It is sufficient to meet every need and provides the answer to every problem. There's only one way to be saved, and that is by repentance and faith in Christ, by partaking of the new birth. There's no shortcut. There's no bargain price. You pay a Bible price, and you will get Bible salvation. God sent only one Savior into the world. There's salvation through no other. Friends, let us not try to stretch the Scriptures to fit a particular interpretation of them, but let us just accept the Word of God as it's written. In this day of many religions, let us remember that there is one pure and true religion. The Scripture tells us about it. If we will follow the Word, the teaching of His Word, we'll find the path in which He wants us to walk. God's people makes up the church which our Lord established, and He is still the King. One writer put it this way, "We reach our hands in fellowship to every blood-washed one, while love entwines about each heart in which God's will is done." Let us pray. Our Father, we ask a special blessing upon everyone whose heart is open to receive the everlasting gospel of Christ. May the word spoken find an entrance into every good and honest heart, and may they in turn help to spread the everlasting gospel to the ends of the earth before the coming of our Lord, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Here's a song now, In the Light of God. I hope you'll enjoy this as the congregation is singing a very beautiful song. Listen as they sing together, In the Light of God. Leave with you two other verses here found from the 12th chapter of Ecclesiastes, verses 13 and 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. You know, in these days, there are many people who do not have the fear of God before them. Many are departing from the Lord. They're giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, and they do not fear the Lord as they should. This is one of the first things that children should be taught to do, older people as well, to fear the Lord. Then the other part of this verse says, to keep His commandments. Now, the reason we are to keep His commandments are many. First, it will bring happiness and joy to our own hearts by keeping them. Then, it will bring joy to the heart of God and make Him pleased with our lives when we do keep His commandments. We have the warning there given that God is going to bring us into judgment with every secret thing. So we need to give heed to His word and His commandments. We hope that as this year goes on, we may be a greater blessing to others. Now remember, this is an everlasting gospel. It is designed and intended to reach the ends of the world. This is one of the commandments that Christ left when He went away, was that His disciples should preach the gospel into every nation, every place where sin is found. That's where the gospel needs to go. Even in our own land, there are many who have not the love of God in their hearts. We hope that they will awaken to their need before it is everlastingly too late. Now, let me remind you again that the National Camp Meeting is in progress this week, about 5 miles east of Neosho, Missouri, a little community known as Monarch Springs. This is under the tabernacle there, the old-fashioned way of having service out under the open, and you come and be in the services. Hear some more of the good singing of the saints singing the songs of Zion, like they did in the good old days. Thank the Lord, He's the same, doesn't change with the fashions of men. Be with us again next week, same time, same station. We appreciate your prayers and cooperation as we endeavor to spread the word of the Lord throughout the land, wherever the curse of sin is found. Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.